Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Sidney Miller, and you are listening to On Call. Of course, we're here every Sunday night from 9 to 11, bringing you the best that the psychology world has to offer, both locally and internationally, each and every Sunday night. You know, we have a guest, and we have a wonderful guest in the studio right now. I will introduce you to her in just a moment. And then in hour two, we have our own sit-down together. And hour two, this evening, we're going to talk about second-guessing yourself, which too many of us seem to do. We tend to make a decision and then obsess about the decision, worry did we make the wrong decision. And this can take up a lot of our lives, a lot of time, create a lot of anxiety, and even paralyze us in terms of moving forward at anything we're trying to do. So we're going to talk all about that in hour two. Stay tuned for that. In this hour, I'm very pleased to have in studio with me a guest. She's been on once before, and we're glad to have her back. I'm talking about Dr. Nilmini De Silva. Nilmini, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Nilmini is a clinical psychologist. She is in private practice here in Montreal. She's got her own office where she does all kinds of good work in a variety of areas. And we'll let her describe in a little bit her background and the different areas of treatment that she covers or problems that she covers. When we talked about what she would do this evening, she wanted to talk about what I like to call extreme fear, but its more official term is panic attacks. It's something that, though ultimately harmless, very, very frightening, and we're going to be talking about those this evening. And if you've ever had one, you definitely want to be tuning into this as we describe not only what it is, but the treatments out there and how you can help yourself and get help. And if you don't know what it is, you want to hear about this, because if someday you do have one, you'll be happy to know or to be able to say, oh, I remember, I heard that on call, so I don't have to get too anxious right here, right now. I understand what's going on. So we're going to be talking about extreme fear, otherwise known as panic attacks, in this hour with Dr. Nilmini De Silva. Nilmini, before we get into the topic, can you tell the audience a little bit about what you're up to and the type of problems you treat, your background, so we can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure. So I have a private practice in Longueuil where I see individuals and help them with different psychological disorders. We're talking a range of anxiety disorders, so panic attacks, those are one of them, and depression, eating disorders, relational issues. I also work with couples doing marriage and couples counseling. And I also work with families to help them grow together. Often at times when there are transitions, there are some conflicts that arise, and so I work with families as well.
Okay, so lots of different areas, a pretty general but elaborate practice, or indeed, cover the breadth, right? Cover the breadth of the stuff that adults deal with.
That adults do, yes.
Excellent. And so your primary population is adult population?
That's right. And from adults, actually, I would say, honestly, including teenagers, because I do see quite a few teens as well. Mm-hmm. And occasionally when I see families, I will see some young children as well. But my primary practice is really, I would say, 14 and up.
And in fact, these types of anxiety problems we're talking about can happen to 14 and up as well.
Exactly. And it usually starts around that age. Most people that I see with anxiety, particularly panic, tell me that either it's one of two scenarios. Either they always felt really, really nervous and they would have like one experience of panic that they recall when they were young, and then all kinds of anxiety since then. Or they will come to me as adults and say, you know, it kind of came out of the blue. I never had any kind of problem like that. I would be a great speaker. I would be a fine driver. And then all of a sudden I have this completely scary experience, and now I can't do the things I used to do before.
Well put, actually. And we're going to talk, it's one of the things actually I'd like to talk about, which is how people develop these panic attacks and what they end up doing to them. We're going to be talking about that in this hour. So for you folks, a wonderful opportunity to talk to a psychologist who really knows her stuff when it comes to anxiety and panic. And as we were saying earlier, quite a frightening thing to experience. So you do want to know where to reach out for help. And in this hour, actually, you can reach out right here. So let me give you the information as to how you can contact us in this hour. If you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800, 514-790-0800 for your calls. If you want to text us, 514-800 for your text. So we'll gladly take your communication any which way you want to get to us. Any questions you have for Dr. DeSilva in this hour are most welcome. Again, 514-790-0800.